Chaste Hashem, Reish Chodesh, a new Haskala, and we're starting the new pamphlet, Sugya Dalet, Pesach Pesuch Rosh
Hashanah. We're opening new doors.
Opening new doors, very good.
So,
I just want to continue that board that I said last week and continue it into this topic as well that we're discussing this week. We said by Moshe Rabbeinu, says, Vayishma, Moshe heard. He fell on his face. So we brought down the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says he heard that everyone made kinoi, was mekana their wives to Moshe Rabbeinu. And because of that, he moved his oil outside the machna, which is a pasuk in, I think, Kisisa or something. And the Torah explains that that pasuk is out of order, should be over here, to prevent that issue, because this way the women won't come by themselves and they'll come with somebody, or they won't come at all. So, because they were nashim tzidkanias and they wanted to ask shailas. And that's what he did. So we asked the question, what was the chshad that they said, Asia Sish? Okay, I mean, the mice of Kairach and everything, but how was it connected? So he spoke out to Evan Ezra that holds that the whole mice of Kairach happened is Eimut Muche Batar. It didn't happen after the Meraglim. Ban holds it happened after the Meraglim. He holds it happened after the counting of the Levium, and they took the Levium instead, and that was the Medrash that says that Kairach came home bald, and his wife said, what happened to you? Meisha Ben Meir is bald. He wanted to make fun of us. And he picked us up and he tossed us around like a yo-yo. So she said, that's a bazillion, and so forth. So we see that happened after the counting. So we said last week, we were thinking of a pshat, that why were the chayshas eishas ish? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't go into the tents to count them. You've been chaydash. Pasha means because of tznius issues, but maybe, al pidrush, you could say that he was saying that I can't go in because yichud, it's yichud. So the Am thought, what do you mean yichud? You have a heter, buy a beer, right? Why is it yichud? So he said, they said it must be Liba Gaspa. He is Liba Gaspahem. So Liba Gaspahem is not a heter when buy a beer. So therefore, they all stood up and made a kinoi on their wives. Because why is he Liba Gaspa on all our wives? And that's what they said. And we said, so what was that Moshe Rabbeinu? So we said that Moshe Rabbeinu held like the Chayyadim. And the Chayyadim holds that if the husband gives rishus for you to go and to speak to another man in hiding in another man, then there's no heter by labir. Because once he gave rishus, he's not going to be chayker and dairish and so forth. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I have rishus. I don't have the heter of by labir. And that was a shot of a time. And we can also explain a few arsugi over here by Pesach Sul Shusarabim. They said, what's the problem over here? Let Moshe Rabbeinu go in. It's Pesach Sul Shusarabim. It's mutter. That's what they hold. So why does he want to go in? Again, there's a machlekes to Taz and the Chelkas Machaikik if Libay Gaspa helps by Pesach Pesuch L'Shusram. It's a big machlekes Achreinim. So you could say that they said, you know why? Libay Gaspa. He doesn't have a heter of Pesach Pesuch because Libay Gaspa. Why Libay Gaspa him? It must be a shaykes to our wives. They all made kinui. So, but really, Moshe Rabbeinu held Nishtazai. Moshe Rabbeinu held, maybe like our sugya, we're going to see soon the Yireim Shita, that even though there is a heter of Pesach Pesuch Rosh Hashanah, but Mikad Lechumra, a person should not be Saimuch on the heter of Pesach Pesuch Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Saimuch on that heter. But that was the Machlaikas, and that's why they were Chayshed, Moshe Rabbeinu, and they made a kina on their wives, on Eishas Ish. Al Pidrush. Okay, so here we have the sugya starting off. And the Gemara in Kedushin with the same heter of Baal Beer. The next Gemara, Rava, says, Rav Yosef, Pesach Pesuch Rosh Hashanah, Ein Chayish Mishum Yichud. Literally, if you look at the words, Pesach Pesuch Rosh Hashanah, the door is open to the Rosh Hashanah. Literally, it has to be opened. And has to be Rosh Hashanah. That's the literal words of what it says. And that's what the base man, Rekiv Eger, being a Raya, from this Gemara, the Mamish has to be opened. It's not good enough for the door to be closed, even if it's not locked. There'll still be a problem with Yichud. The only heter will be if it's opened. So we explained, it's explained in the Kuntras, what's the logic over here? What is the heter of Pesach Pesuach? Is the heter that people can see inside? So they see what's going on inside. It has nothing to do with the psyche of a person, the fear that someone's going to come in. No, they have to actually be able to see inside. And who would then, if you have many rooms in the house, according to this shita, they have to mamish be by the door. Mamish be a place windows. Where you could look inside. Or windows, okay, yeah. But they have to be able to see inside. And we're going to speak out the Beis Meir and Rabbi Kibeger holds like that, that the whole heter Pesach Pesuach is only if you can mamish see inside the house. The other shitas are coming from a Rashba, and they're holding that that's not the nekuda over here of Pesach Pesuach Lishus Rabim. The nekuda is fear. Somebody could come in, and almost like the heter Baila Beir, where there's a certain fear that someone's going to come in. We'll see exactly how that fear plays out. And that's going to make the Western Kala. That's going to make the Heter Pesach Pesuach Lishus Rabim. The diak that everyone wants to shtel is from a Chuvas Rashba, from page Tess. And over there he was discussing an interesting question about a woman, Aishas Kayan, which we know is more Chomerdik and Legabe, the Isser of Baila on Aishas Kayan. If she's captured, that she's usher to the Baal, because we're choshish that they're mezana with her. The question over there was, I'm not exactly sure who this person is, but he calls him the michtav, the koysev, whatever he's called. Masha marta beishas koyin, shenichas b'chotzer matara im hakosev. Hakosev, maybe it was a lawyer or a judge or something, that sort of forced her into a room. And the question over here was, is she also to her husband? He's a Kayan. So then the truth is that, no, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about she was captured and she's under their jurisdiction, that they could do whatever they want with her, like an animal. But we're talking about over here where it's in some kind of civilized court, and for Keret, if she screams and the Melech hears about it, he's going to get into trouble. So that's not what we're talking about over here. That's what the Rashba says, and therefore she's going to be permitted. But inside this tshuva, where he discusses this issue, he starts mixing in yichud. And the question over here is he mentioning yichud for hilchas yichud, or just legabi this halacha of the issel baal? Because he brings the Yishami, and the Yishami says, the Yishami over there is talking about the inyan of ki'ur, something disgusting, which justifies the husband to give a get without giving her a ksuba. And the Yishami brings down a whole bunch of cases where you found a woman doing some ki'ur, some disgusting thing with a man. Not actually you found them doing bia, but they were, but you found them going out of the house. As soon as he left the house, she was getting dressed and things like that. So there were mechiches, proofs that maybe something was going on. You found them in the Beis HaMerchatz together. So there were some kind of proofs that things were going on. And that justified him to give a get, maybe without a ksuva, and maybe he has to give a get. I'm not clear about the subject, but we're not talking about so much in the Isser of Hilchas Yichud. We already know the Gemara says, Ein Oishan Ala Yichud. We don't ask her to the husband, the Gemara brings down on Yichud. This is talking about Parsha of Ki'ur, right? But in the middle of this tshuva that he's discussing this Yishalmi, he mentions these words of the Yishalmi, and these are the famous words, Tara Torek, says over there in the Gears, Sashayim the Gears, says, Tara Torek Saita, a locked door is a Saita, Mugaf Tzricha, and a closed door is Tzricha, is a Suffolk. That's the Lashon Yishalmi. That's all.
Tarek and Mugaf?
I'm sorry?
What's Tarek versus Mugaf? What's the difference between the two?
He says, Tara, which is like a gate, Tarek is locked.
A Tarek is locked?
Yeah, that's how they learn. Saita, that will create a Saita. Mugaf, if the door is just closed, Tzricha, it's a suffix. That's how it's lashon. So they want to learn that the Rashba is referring to this Yishalmi in the halachas of Yichud. And it does imply in the Rashba, it says like this, time kol she'ena b'mino, the Rashba says, if it's not locked, yarehu shemi yikones, after maybe someone's going to go in, shloi b'shus, without permission. And he brings the Gemara in Avodah Zarah by the case of Yayin Nesach, that you leave Yayin with a guy. The question is it Yayin Nesach or not? And over there is the same kind of a thing. If you're afraid the Jew's going to come in, we're not Choshish, they did Yayin Nesach. And then the Rashba goes, that's like the words of the Rashba, and then he goes back to his tshuva, when he discusses the Eishes Kayin, and he says, well, even the Yishalmi discusses Kir, but if she gives an excuse why she was doing this, she gives an excuse why she was getting dressed after he left, or whatever it is, we believe her. Because we're not talking about a regular parsha of Saita over there, there was no kinoi, there was no this, right? So he says, Kolshkin over here, by this case of going into the room with the kosav, which is a lawyer or a judge, I'm not sure, right? For sure we're going to believe her that she didn't do anything wrong. Adkan, the Rajba. And the question over here is these four words, when the Rajba brings down these four words, or whatever, these two lines, was he implying to Hilchas Yichud or not? So the Beis Meir and Rabbi Kiva Eger, it was a very interesting, there are three tshuvas. It was a whole case where, again, I'm not clear about it all, but there was a whole case about an Isha that was doing the wrong things, and there was chashos, and the shaila was, is the husband justified to give a get, and the lady became pregnant, and the shaila was the kid of mamzer. And the shaila went out to Rabbi Kiva Eger. He wrote a long tshuva about it. Don't ask me his outcome. But the first one to answer the Rabbi Kiva Eger was the Beis Meir. The next tshuva, he says that the first one to come on me was the Beis Meir. And the Beis Meir wrote him a whole tshuva, and then Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote a whole tshuva back to the Beis Meir. And that's not the whole thing. But in middle of these tshuvas, they bring down this Rajba, where both the Beis Meir and Rabbi Kiva Eger agree. Okay, so they're arguing, but then in some nekudos they're agreeing. So in the middle of this tshuva, they bring down the Yishalmi, but they both agree. That can't be what the Yishalmi means. We are not going to matter Yichud by a closed door situation. Even if the door is unlocked, Yichud is going to be Usher. And the Beis Meir says that it seems that they found a different girsa in the Yishalmi that the Beis Yosef brings down. Over Shabbat, I didn't have the Kuntras. I only had, like, I printed out from the email a few pages. So I didn't have all the memories. But I looked in the Beis Yosef, and I didn't see anything. But on the bottom, here they bring down in the Chuvah of Kiyah with all the Marmachimus. So he told me, well, I didn't see it. But and they made it, they had the whole different girsa. They said, Magufas Hadeles, Ein Yisoid. Not Tzrichi, but Ein Yisoid. So on the bottom of that God, they explain, what does it mean, Ein Yisoid? Ein Yisoid means, again, we're talking about this halach of Kior, where it justifies the man to give a get. And the question over here, what constitutes kior? So on that, the Gemara says, if the door is closed, ain yisoid. We don't have a proof that that's kior, but it's not speaking about yichud. It's not speaking about the halachas of yichud. It's speaking about the halacha of justification for a husband to give a get, or maybe mechuyev to give a get. It's whether it's yichud or not has no bearings on this yishalmi, right? That's how they want to learn. And they want to learn that in the Rajma too, because you change the gear, so that's what the Rajma means. Ein Yisoid. We have no Yisoid. And that was the Shaila in the Rajma. The Shaila was to ask her on the husband. The Rajma's tshuva was not on Hilchas Yichud. It was pushed to the Shaila on asking to the husband or not. So it's not so schwer to learn that. So, leaving the Rajma aside, since you could learn both ways, let's just attack the question about this from the proofs that they give. And then we'll see how each one answers their proof. So one proof they want to bring from the Gemara that we learned, by Anashim Mibifnim, Anashim Mibichutz, the Gemara that brought down, that we said it's Yichud, Rashi says, because we're afraid one man will go outside in the women's room. So Fregan Rabbi Smear and Rekiva Eger, so what if he goes into the other room, but the door is not locked? You see, that's how he's learning, because you see they're going in and out. The door is not locked. As the Haraya, that even though that the door is closed, but it's not locked, there is Yichud. And that's why the Gemara says there's Yichud. That's the Raya. The other two proofs that they want to give, which the Bin Yitzhiyim brings down, is Eishes Lapidos. It says the wife of Lapidos, it says, sold, the reason why he was called Lapidos, he brings down a medrash that says that she made the wicks to the base of Mikdash. So it says, right after that, it says, and she sat tachas hatomar, under the date tree, to paskin shailas. So the question is, why under a date tree? What was important about a date tree? So the Gemara says in Megillah that it shouldn't be yichud. And a date tree is very high, so there's no yichud. But if it's a low tree, so then it's covered up, and it's not good. So chayra, it's a raya to Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Beis Meir. Because who cares if it's a low tree? But people can come in. It's not locked. The door is not locked. And if you also hold that you need a locked door, let her sit in the house. And people can come in. The door is not locked. So what's the problem? So l'chayra, it's a raya to Rabbi Kivega. Agav Ukra brings down something very cute. He says, that's why right before that Gemara brought down Eishes Lapidos, because she sent him with the wicks to the base of Mikdash, so there was no heter by the beir. Otherwise, there should have been a heter by the beir, but because she sent him, he wasn't beir. That's why right before that Gemara of the that pasuk of the Tamar, it says she was Eishes Lapidos. Okay. But l'chayra, that seems to be a raya to Rabbi Kivega. And another raya to Rabbi Kivega is the Gemara in Sukkah, which was discussed last week from the Shabina Rav. He also brings this Gemara. He also makes it a machloikus. But the Gemara says, Isaac ba mitzvah, patra ba mitzvah. So when everyone's misameach in the Sukkah, misameach the chasim b'kal, they're patra from sitting in the Sukkah. So b'kitzah, the Gemara, as it goes on through a few different steps, but the Gemara's maskana is why to make the chuppah in the Sukkah. And then you can misameach in the Sukkah, you can eat in the Sukkah, and there will no reason to be patra from the Sukkah. So the Gemara says two reasons, Abai and Rava. The Abai says that the reason is because of Yichud. We're afraid that the Chassan's going to have to leave, use the facilities, and then there's going to be Yichud with one of the friends, right? And Rava says that, no, not Yichud. He says a different reason, because it's too small, it's for cramped. Not enough room for everybody, so it's not going to be besimchadik. So the Shabina Rav wants to know what's the machlekes over here. So he goes with the Yisrael of Baila Beir. She's really, she's sitting there in the chuppah with her husband. You have Baila Beir, so why should it be Yichud? So he says, oh, but the Kharit, the Chai Adam, that says you have permission to be there with the Kala, there's no heter Baila Beir. So if he has to leave, the bathroom, there'll be no heter Baila Beir.
He's giving permission to his friends to be with his Kala?
Yeah, they're all there. He's, of course, he wants them there to be Mesameach, right? Not giving him permission to be there by himself, but automatically, if he's going outside, he's going to the bathroom. He knows. Right. But that's only Shita's Abaye. But Rava held a different reason. Rava held because it's for cramped. He didn't hold. He held there was a heter by the beer because he didn't hold like the Chayodim. So it's Machoikas Abaye for Rava, and we hold like Rava, Chut Mial Kagam. But this is not one of the Yal Kagam, so we hold like Rava, so we don't pass the Chayodim. That's what Shabina Rava wants to say. But the Bin Sion has this other issue. What about Pesach Pesuach over there in Nakamura? Why don't you say Pesach Pesuach? People can come in, so it seems like a riot from Mekhi Vega as well. Right, so Ben Sion says that Rashi over there says, what's the Indian over there of Yichud? What was it talking about over there? And for Ked, he wants to prove his Shita from Nakamura. Rashi says, because they used to build the sukkahs on the roof. How do you know they built the sukkahs on the roof? Rashi doesn't say, but there's a different Gemara in the Avodah Zarah that says that they said, give us Schar Mitzvahs, and at times of Hashem, you didn't do Kafalei Maharka Giga. So Hashem said, I'll give you one small mitzvah, I'll give you sukkah. I said, oh, they're so happy. Everyone went to their roofs to build their sukkah. So you see, they used to build their roofs on the sukkah, right? It's like the famous story. They built the sukkah on the roof, and the landlord said, you got to get the sukkah off. You don't have to build a roof on the sukkah. So they went to court. So court, the judge said, okay, landlord's right, you can't build a sukkah. I'll give you 8 days to take the sukkah down. Okay. But you see, they built the sukkahs on the roof. So he says, well, actually over there says, so what's the issue? It's a tircha to go to the roof. Nobody wants to go to the roof. It's a tircha. No one's going to go there. No one's going to end up there. On that case, we're saying it's yichud. Because no one's, because it's like not pesach pesuch. Bekitzer, and what about Eishes Lapidos? He says, you're right. You don't need a locked door. Even if the door he says if the door is closed, also it's no yichud because people can go in. But the problem over there was that she had to sit under a tamar because sometimes the judges have to shoo everybody out. Either they have to do chakir seidim or they have to do a psak din. They can't do it in front of everybody. Oh, that's a problem. You have to shoo everybody out. So it will be under a tamar tree. So that's okay, it's high up, everyone can see, it's fine. But if it's in a more enclosed area or in a house or whatever it is, and she shoos everybody out, and the Bidin says, see, this goes in also in Afkamina in offices and things, and they have no reshus to come in. The Bidin Sion, he stresses that. And they have no reshus to come in, so then it's going to be a problem of Yichud. Okay, so let's just go over the two shitas on these two things. So we have Rabbi Kivega in the Beis Meir. Rabbi Kivega and Beis Meir take the Gemara literally. The Gemara is literally saying you need Pesach Pesuach, you have to be able to see inside. If you can't see inside, So the halacha, so then it's not, doesn't have a heter pesach pesuach, and it has to be l'rishus harabim. The binyan sion brings down the Beis Meir and the Rekiv Eger, but he says that the Radvaz and the Maharam Mutarani both disagree, and they bring the Chuas Harashba literally. That when the Rashba said the only time there is yichud is only when the door is locked. Otherwise, if the door is not locked, there's no yichud. And then the Binyan Sion says even more. If you hold like a Rekiv Eger, how do you ever have a maid in your house? And the maid's going to kill like a libid, like a schus. We got to find a heter here. Because if the maid's going to come and the doors are closed, how could a man ever remain in the house if the maid is there? So some people say, so leave. It's not always practical. Right, it's not always practical. So therefore, the Binyan Sion says, I have to come up with a heter over here. I have to find a heter over here. So the Binyan Sion Shita is, as long as the door is not locked, it's good enough. The Gemara says, Pesach Pesuach. So the Binyan Sion says, the Gemara was saying a case that covers all grounds. In other words, Pesach Pesuach, everything. Where if the door is closed, like we said by Devaira, sometimes it isn't good. If you have no permission to go in, and everyone's sent out, or let's say, and for Kert, on the roof, let's say, over there, he wants to say that even if the door is completely opened on the roof, there will still be a Isser of Yichud. And again, because the Binyan Sion's logic is, what's the lumdis of Pesach Pesuach? The lumdis is because people could come in. There's a fear. There's a fear of people. But if as soon as you take away that fear, so the Binyan Sion agrees that there will be an Isser Yichud. So it works both ways. You can have the door closed, and there could be an Isser Yichud if no one has permission to go in. But in the stomach of the Milsa, if the door is closed and there's no like sign, do not enter over here, the Binyan Sion disagrees with Rabbi Kiv Eger. And as Rabbi Kiv Eger holds, even if the door is closed and people could come in, they're still in Isser Yichud. Because again, Rabbi Kiv Eger and Beis Meir hold, you have to be able to see inside the house, you have to be able to see what's going on inside the house. It has nothing to do with fear. Nothing to do with the psyche of fear. Whereas the Binyan Sion holds, it has everything to do with fear. In fact, that's the whole heter. The whole heter is fear. So if you have fear that someone's going to come in, you won't be nechshad and you won't do an aveira. If you have no fear, then you will be nechshad. And it can work both ways. You can have a door completely opened. There will be an Isser Yichud. For example, the case of the sukkah on the roof. It's completely open. There's going to be an Isser Yichud. And you can have a case where the door is closed, and it won't be. And not even closed, it could be locked. But if people have the keys, and people can come in with the keys, so again, same deal. According to the Binyan Sion, there won't be an Isser Yichud because there's a fear. And the other Gemara that they want, that the Beis Meir and the whatchamacallit, and Rabbi Kiv Eger brings down by the two rooms, so he wants to answer like this. He wants to say over there also,
No one's going to come.
Because no one has a business. The men room has no business going into the ladies' room. It's, you don't do that. It's not going in. So therefore, we're not expecting that. So Mela, it's comes like this. The Binyan Sion is more Mekel, but he has some chumras here, which we're going to see soon, that Chazanish doesn't agree with, that it has to be like expected that people come in. And it also, he says clearly, it has to be like they have rishus to go in. So it comes out like according to Binyan Sion, like a doctor's office or things like that, where you don't have rishus to go into the doctor's office if there's someone in there. Could be according to Binyan Sion, that might be usher. Even though he holds by a closed door, it's mutter, but it has to be a situation. So if you go through the tshuva, you'll see like it goes both ways, so to speak. He says, but someone could come in without rishus. So maybe a doctor's office also the same thing. You could come in without rishus. You're not supposed to come in, but you could. Is anyone going to do anything to you if you come in without rishus? No. So maybe according to Binyan Sion, that would be mutter.
The nurses in the doctor's office.
Yeah, the nurses pop in, this and that. Oh, I made a mistake. Oh, I can't. Oh, okay. But is it like Aishas Lapidus, like the Vaira that sends everybody out, where you don't have rishus to come in? There's a little gray area over there, what's considered that you can't come in, or you could come in, and so forth. But that's his lashon is. His lashon is, Harei shaya efshel acheim lovi l'sham, im tizak l'tofsoi, l'chein chasv shein yichu b'loi skira sedel, shem atir b'loi skira, shem yichu l'sham adam, afilu b'loi rishus. V'afil loy tizak. V'alken kol chaygamim shemisiyoreim hamisyatnim shiyovi adam l'sham b'loy netilos reshus. If you're afraid they'll come in without permission, loy nikri yichid loy skiris adalas. It's not called yichid without skiris adalas. I saw they bring them from Yaakov Kamenetsky that maybe it depends like where you live. He said in Lita, it was like in the psyche that everyone went into everyone else's houses. That's how it was. Lita.
Like a bungalow
house. Like a bungalow, all one family, right? He says in Germany, nobody went into someone else's house.
Very proper.
Proper. He says, but at the end of the day, he doesn't make a psak with what people do. In the contrast it brings down in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, which is written by the Stipler and the Talmud of his, they bring down a tshuva from the Chazon Ish. And the tshuva from Chazon Ish goes one step beyond even the Binyan Siyan, I feel. That the Binyan Siyan was going, okay, there's a fear that he could come in. We have to know what that means, with Rishos, without Rishos. But the Dvar Halacha brings down from the Chazon Ish, there's nothing to do with that. It's like we said by Bilal Beer, it's an ingrained
fear
that you have. And whether people have Rishos, they don't have Rishos, it makes no difference. You have an ingrained fear that someone's going to come in, like we said, Nervin, yeah. That we said by the Isha. And therefore, he paskined until 10 o'clock at night. He said, even on a higher floor, which maybe according to Rashi, maybe would be a question, according to the Bina Siyan, that no one goes there, it's a tircha and so forth. He says, even on a second or third floor, he permitted it. Someone did ask him, but you have to knock first, right? And he said, there'll be some para adam that will come in without rishos. So it seems like the Chazon Ish...
Or a little kid.
Yeah. So it seems the Chazon Ish was on darga above the Binyan Siyan, and he held that there's poshet like a nervin. He said at the beginning, he would say, you have to misarf to a teirim b'ayla beer together, but said, b'soif yamav, he just said Pasuk Pesuach. He says until 10 o'clock at night, when people are still walking in the streets, you have this heter of Pasuk Pesuach, and he held, even if the door is closed, right, according to this logic, because the logic is the fear, the nervin, even if the door is closed, you'll have a heter of Pasuk Pesuach. And even if the door is closed. Now, if it's locked, okay, that's a different story. I don't remember, I didn't see it this time, but I say even by Maishi, even locked. Because the fact is that he could knock, that itself will give a person a fear. But I didn't see it this time, and Bez Hashem, maybe next week. Okay, so we finished maybe a third of this, and Bez Hashem will continue next week. Okay, Zay Gesund.
Oh, yeah.